Hello and welcome to Tea with Lily. And today I am joined from Saudi Arabia, my friend and colleague and a very, very wonderful, wonderful woman called Noura Karim has agreed to come on the Magic Sofa. Her work is just amazing, and I can't wait to delve into the stuff that she does. Noura, thank you so much for joining me on the sofa. How are you today?
Hello, thank you for having me. Doing very well. How are you?
I'm cool. What's the weather like there today?
It's actually a bit warm.
Okay, yeah. How warm is warm?
Well, the sun is hitting pretty hot. I'm not sure what degree it is, but yeah, it's summertime definitely.
Oh, cool. We're having a little bit of some weeks of summer. Well, spring is here. Mm-hmm. Today the weather is not too bad, but I understand by tomorrow or by Saturday would have dipped to about 4 mm-hmm. degrees. That's like a whole 10 degrees down. So that's
not too bad.
Mm-hmm. But I just don't like it to fluctuate so much, you know, when one day you've got your winter stuff on and the next minute you have to go and look for your flip-flops. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So since we're talking about tea, what's your favorite tea?
My favorite tea would be just regular red tea with milk and some honey.
And some honey. I do like honey. My mother loves honey. She puts honey on everything because she thinks sugar is not good for you. So she places it with honey.
That would be me too.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, she's 82 and she's still going. So there must be something to be said about using honey. It might extend your life.
So good, then I'm doing the right thing.
Sorry?
I'm saying good, then I'm doing the right thing.
Yes, you are. You are doing the right thing. So keep having your honey, and I'll have honey as and when. I mean, personally, my stuff is really much regular tea with milk and sometimes sugar, sometimes not. It depends on what I'm having the tea with. Great. Okay, listeners, let's hear a little bit about Noura and lay the foundation for our chat. My guest, Noura, is a visual communicator, an intuitive thinker, and a storyteller that loves connecting the dots. She has an unusual background in that she has a Saudi dad and an American mom. So I think her cultural background is so rich. I'm even jealous. She helps people understand their unique sets of strengths, opportunities, and challenges, and then coaches them to make something out of it. She's always been into teaching with a background in special education and behavioral disorders, as well as diploma in fine arts. She's a certified personal and social branding strategist and a certified practitioner in both emotional intelligence and the Pearman personality integrator. Did I say it right? Pearman.
Yes.
Pearman. Okay.
Yeah.
She calls herself an information and learning junkie. Tea with Lily, as you know, is the social enterprise arm of Lynx Media, a space for informal discussions with a relaxed format where we chat about topical issues over a cup of tea. Guests from all walks of life join me to share their experiences and provide tips and tricks for professionals and entrepreneurs interested in personal and career growth. The aim of the show is to amplify brand stories all over the world. So back to you, Noura. Tell us a little bit about what you do and why you do what you do.
Well, first, thank you for the wonderful introduction.
That's you, right?
Yeah. So basically what I do is I help people understand themselves, who they are, what they're capable of doing, what's really important to them, and then help them make something out of it if they wish to start their own business, or they're solo entrepreneurs that want to put their work out there. So how can they use that information, their understanding of themselves, to create an impact and create their personal brand? Why I do it? I think I underestimated myself a lot.
Okay.
So I didn't know how to understand myself. I didn't know what I was capable of doing. And so once I did decide to put myself to work and really started to figure that stuff out, I didn't know how to communicate it. I didn't know how to articulate it, and I didn't know how to put it out in the world to, you know, work for that impact that I was working towards.
Great.
So I've made it my mission to also help other people that may be feeling the same way.
I see. So basically the idea is that you went through, as you know, you went through some changes yourself, and from what you learned, you're replicating that in helping others.
Yeah.
Okay. It's something that is quite common, actually. I.e. you find something that you find that you lack something, the service perhaps is not there. So you do it for yourself, and then you create a service around that, helping other people. I hope I've encapsulated that quite well. I hope so.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Okay. Yeah. So that's why you do what you do, helping other people to articulate what's special about them and helping them make it something that they can own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Neera, tell us a little bit about work that you've done previously.
Yeah, so I've worked at two different branding and advertising agencies, and I think that's where my love for branding started. And
yeah.
I was always into the creative fields and arts. And I wanted to kind of combine it with my love for understanding people, psychology. So I started working at this coaching agency. It was actually the first coaching agency that opened in Saudi Arabia, called CoReach. And it was a place that I could work with art therapy, since I got trained in art therapy. And it was the first time that I got really interacted with coaches as well. And I found it very intriguing, especially the coaches and how they lived their lives, like how they helped other people. But at the same time, themselves were people that I admired. It seemed like they were really living the best version of themselves.
Yeah.
And that kind of got me really intrigued.
Okay, I like the concept of being the best version of yourself. That in itself leads us leads us into the personal branding framework. In that, you and I are both work in that industry, and often people will assume that personal branding is about putting on a fancy suit and going there and being all this fakery. But the fact that personal branding pretty much is about being the best version of yourself, and I love it. I might steal it one day, can I?
Of course.
Being the best version of yourself, I love it. So now you work for yourself, how does that feel?
I love it. I think it's one of the best things that, best decisions that I never really made, because it kind of happened, but I just moved. So it was like, okay, like the next step was to start my own online business. And it was one of the best things that happened to me, because I feel like it, although it's nice to work with a team and I love brainstorming and working with a group, but working on my own gave me an opportunity to really speak on my behalf and not a company's behalf.
Yeah.
And I felt like that really worked for my personal brand. So my personal brand is more like having conversations that are from heart to heart, and it works better from, or more impactful from, an individual to an individual rather than from an agency to an individual.
Okay.
And also gave me a lot of time to also explore my personal brand and what I really wanted to do.
Yeah, and that was because you had to move. Where did you move from?
Yeah.
Where to?
So I moved from Riyadh, which is the capital of Saudi Arabia, to Al Khobar. Right now I'm in Al Khobar, but I did move to a couple of different areas. So I was in Dubai for a little bit, and then Medina for a little bit. So moved all around, and currently just settled in Al Khobar, also in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, fantastic. I have to do my geography and learn all these places soon. Who knows, one day I might come and visit. Have you been to London before?
I have. It's been a few years, okay. But I've loved it there. It's like a really nice art scene as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah. There's somebody who wants to talk to you about your art, by the way, offline on Instagram, mm-hmm. based on the post. So you should follow that up. I've connected the two of you in there. So you'll see a connection there through me.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's what we do for each other, isn't it?
Yeah.
Connecting, it's one of the things that you do very well, connecting things and connecting people. So yeah. I'm learning. Mm-hmm. Neera, tell us one thing mm-hmm. you do well, and what is the secret?
Mm-hmm. So one of the things I think I do well is offering people opportunities to really close the gap between what the heart knows and what the mind knows.
Okay. Can you expand on that?
Mm-hmm. So what I mean by that is, a lot of times I think we know something in our mind or we know something in our heart, but not both of them. So simple example, I might know that smoking is bad for me, yet I still do it. Why?
Yeah.
It's probably because the mind knows, but the heart doesn't know, or at least it's not convinced. And I think a lot of those really, the transformations, the real changes happen when the heart is also engaged and the heart and mind are engaged in a conversation and they're on the same page. So a lot of what I do, it's actually about those conversations. So art therapy is a great tool to talk to the unconscious, which a lot of those, what the heart knows kind of most of the time would be in the unconscious. So it gives an opportunity to see what's happening there and then having a conversation about it. And same thing with coaching, with especially using narratives to have a conversation on that deeper level.
Yeah. I mean, I can see where you're coming from. And for me, the way I would relate to it is that I know chocolate is terrible, terrible for me, but I'm still eating it, hoping that my waistline will stay the same.
Oh, sometimes you need to break the rules.
Oh man, you know, just so it's like knowing in your head that it's bad for you, but in your heart you still want to have that, you know, the cocoa, the hit of the cocoa gives you in your brain. Gives you a nice warm feeling, so you keep eating it, and that would be me.
It's interesting also, so a lot of times, like even in coaching sessions, you notice like people know things in their heart but not the mind. It's like, I know this is wrong, but I'm not sure why exactly, but I know. So it's interesting to have those conversations.
And also, you know, with coaching and everything, a lot of people actually have the answers themselves. It's about helping people to own the answers and work towards getting the answer right for them, because at the back of our minds we all know the things that we should really be doing, but do we do all of it? Probably not. And we sometimes need that slight gentle reminder of the possibilities that are out there that we haven't perhaps taken advantage for. So a good coach is just sort of helps to remind people of the greatness within.
I agree with you.
Yeah. So imagine you're in front of your careers officer at school, and what would you say to them that you wanted to be if you were back at school? Because personal branding, you probably wasn't on the radar when you were back at school, but now you're doing that. So what would you want to be there then, and why?
That's a really good question. So I think I was a little bit too over concerned about what my job title would be or what my major would be. What I'd actually tell myself is the opposite, like not to worry too much about what the job title or your career major would be, that what's more important is the work that you're going to do, the problems that you're going to help solve. I even saw a statistic yesterday that only about 25% of people actually work in their majors in college.
That much?
Yeah, so only 25%. I was like, wow.
I'm actually surprised it's that much.
Yeah. So it's like, I think what's more important than that is the work that you're going to do. And by that, I mean, what problems you're going to solve. How are you going to help people solve it? What type of people are you going to help solve that problem? And then how? And, you know, that takes a lot of understanding who you are, what skills and strengths do you have, and how you're going to do it.
Yeah. We go to school, and I think when we go to school, we are taught to pass the exams of the educational system. But I wish they'll teach us how to pass the exams of life, because after school you enter life, and life is different from school, isn't it?
It's always shifting and changing, and you have to move with it. And
yeah, it's just very hard. Listen, this is Tea with Lily, and I'm here with Noura Karim, who is a coach, art therapist, and a visual communicator. And her mantra is that each of us has been given a unique set of opportunities, gifts, and challenges. And there's a reason why we're here, and it is our job to figure out what that is. Now, let's get back to the main points, a couple of points of discussion. Noura, what is the profile of your typical client today?
Mm-hmm. Well, there are two different kind of profiles. So either it's someone that's individuals that are looking to better understand themselves. They want to kind of go back to the core, understand what's really important to them, build a solid foundation of how to make decisions. They're looking for transformation and growth through coaching. And then also solo entrepreneurs and those with a personal business. And they're looking to build their personal brand, articulate it, as well as dealing with any inner gremlins that pop up along the way. Because what I know is, like, when you go into working for yourself or promoting a service, a lot of those inner gremlins start popping up as well. Am I good enough? Is it worth it? And I think those questions and those voices need to be answered as well. You know, it needs to be worked out.
Oh, I love, there's so many sound bites coming up listening to me. Inner gremlins.
Yeah. So they're there.
So give me one example of an inner gremlin again. I'm just curious.
So for myself, like when I started, especially when I moved from working with a business than working for myself, when I started speaking for myself, it was like, oh, is this really, you know, like, is this good enough? Is my, what I have to say really worth it? Why should people care? So those were those questions, those inner gremlins that popped up as well. And, you know, like, I think that's really important. Like, it's there. I've experienced it. I've worked with other women that have experienced it as well. And it's important not to let it stop us from doing the work that we can do and want to do.
Okay. So we should not let the inner gremlin stop us from what we want and need to do. Great. I love that. So let's look at what have been your highlights, whether professionally or personally, to date? What have been your highlights, Noura? Tell us, share.
Well, that would definitely be starting my own online business. Having that freedom to work with who I want, how I want, and really be able to design it around what I know about myself and what I know about other people that would be interested in what I have to offer.
Yeah. Fantastic. And you got married not too long ago as well. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
Great. And I know that we all go, oh, yeah, we work. But everybody has a guilty pleasure. What is yours? We want to know.
So you mentioned chocolate. I have to say that would be my guilty pleasure as well.
Oh, okay.
And I love my morning routine. So.
Oh, okay. Like
waking up early in the morning. What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With the sun, get a nice cup of coffee. It has to be really hot. And then reading for about an hour.
Oh, okay. Yes, morning rituals, I mean, they say in terms of successful people, you can often tell from their morning rituals. And having one and following that means, certainly for me, means that I don't have to think too much about what I need to do in the mornings if it's all set out. And then through that, you know, I have that sort of sense of achievement that whether it's, you know, getting myself out, sometimes a little bit of meditation, something light, nothing heavy. And I've done all those things long before I've stepped out. And what I also tend to do more often than not, I don't actually check my phone in the mornings.
I should work on that.
I do most of the things that I need to do before. And then sometimes when I get to the train station, then I check my phone.
Beautiful.
Because that means that I've done the things that I need to do. And whatever is coming on my phone is not part of the main plan of today.
So it's kind of nice to be able to disconnect in the morning, have a little time before it starts, you know.
Yeah.
Before the rest of life happens.
Yeah, before the rest of life happens. So, but I can understand the chocolate thing very much so.
Yeah.
Oh God! But I think personally that I have that guilty pleasure or just pleasure because of the country that I was born in. I was born in Ghana, and Ghana produces quite a lot of cocoa globally. So if you're born with cocoa, you end up eating a lot of cocoa and a lot of chocolate. So I can't help it.
You must have been around a lot of really good chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Very good chocolate. 70% or up. That's me. That's what my chocolate is.
Nice.
You also mentioned earlier in another discussion that you love, you love writing and scribbling. How does the art therapy help you in your personal branding coaching?
Well, that was a question that I struggled with for a long time, trying to fit it all together, you know, like, but then, you know, like just letting it happen, like flow together, kind of just, you know, helped me figure out, okay, so and here's how I see it, like throughout life or throughout the different stages in life, we go through where we, I know where I'm at, I know what I should do, and I'm just trying to build that. That would be the personal branding. And then there's other stages in life where it's like, okay, I'm a little bit lost right now. I kind of need to go back to the core and understand what's happening. And that would be more of the coaching and the art therapy. And I think in life, it's kind of like a cycle where we go back and forth between both of them.
Yeah.
And that's how I've found my work with clients going around. Yeah.
That's really good. That's fantastic. Now we all support charities, and because of some, whether it's a personal tragedy or just it's something that is personal to us. Which charities do you support, and why do you support those charities?
Since my background was in behavior modification. I still have, even though I decided to work with more adults and I was more interested in why we act the way we act and the real deep analysis of things, but I still have a really soft spot to work with children with special needs.
Yeah. Because that's working with children in any capacity must be quite... it's a gift, isn't it, to be able to work with children. So still having that nurturing thing in you, going, you know, supporting charities with those issues, it's probably something that, you know, goes quite naturally with where you started your professional background.
It's very fulfilling as well.
Oh, I can imagine. I've never worked with children before, so I wouldn't be able to. But I've seen people who do, and the pride and the sense of commitment there is amazing, absolutely amazing. So how can our listeners connect with you? They want something further on coaching, for instance.
Well, they could either contact me by email, or they could, there's also an option where they can book an intro session with me through my website and book a time frame, and I'll get back to them on when we can connect and how.
Okay, that's fantastic. Now, I just wanted to bring this in. We're still in International Women's Month, and I wanted to talk very briefly about the fact that very soon you'll be able to drive legally in Saudi Arabia. How does that feel?
Very exciting. Very exciting. And just the sense of being able to go out easily wherever you need to go and be able to do things gives a sense of like freedom and that's, you know, that we've been missing.
Yeah, it's taken a long time, and I think a lot of people take, you know, driving for granted, you know, think a lot of things for granted. And for me, how long have I held this license? I'm showing my age here. Oh gosh, over 20 years, over 20 years anyway. But I don't know what I'll do without not having the choice. It's about having the choice of whether to drive or not. Yeah, so I wish you guys a lot of luck for when the law is passed and the interim time, when I'm sure there'll be some resistance, because these things never get run very smoothly from day one. So I wish you a lot of luck in that, and keep us posted on your driving antics. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
Happy International Women's Month to all the wonderful women in Saudi Arabia, and keep pushing and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Finally, what three tips would you give us listeners in understanding who we are?
Well, firstly, I would say that understanding who we are takes work. So you really need to put yourself to work to understand what are you good at, what doesn't come so easily to you, what are your challenges, what are the things that come really easy to you, to really understand your personal map of capabilities. And it's never complete. It's like a process, and it's a journey. So with new levels of, you know, new stages of life, there's going to be new things that you're discovering about yourself.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Finding out about yourself, listeners, takes real work, and that I agree with completely. What about tip number two?
So tip number two, even if other people may share some of the same skills, tools, gifts, or where they're coming from, but what you could create out of it is different than what other people can create. It's special and unique, because what you're able to make or create comes from the combination of who you are, where you're coming from, what do you want to do with it, where are you going, and that will always be a unique map for you that's different than other people, even if we share the same gift, like say for instance writing, because a lot of times I get people saying, oh, what's the point, other people know how to write, but your whole map, the whole big picture is different than other people. So what you have to offer is special, and I think we owe it to ourselves to really figure it out and make something out of it.
Yeah. Okay, so tip number two is that regardless of what other people are doing, we're all unique, and we should follow what we're unique at, because we will do things differently from the person who may have the similar skills. Good. And tip number three, please.
So tip number three, don't be afraid to own your strengths, gifts, and the things that you were given. I used to avoid my strengths for the longest time, thinking like it would be wrong or arrogant if I did. And one time, one of my friends, a mentor, mentioned to me, like, Noura, do you think maybe it's, you know, owning your strengths could be gratitude, a form of gratitude? And that was huge for me.
Huge, yeah.
Yeah, because now I could own them and, like, figure out myself, my identity, what I was given, and then putting them to use comes from a place of responsibility and gratitude and not entitlement.
And yeah, yeah.
That was a big shift for me.
So tip number three is to own our strengths, own our gifts, because owning them is a form of gratitude. That is deep. That is powerful. Thank you. Thank you for that. So, yeah, that is the end of the interview. Noura, thank you very much. And what I can say is that, listeners, you please join me in thanking her for her wonderful, eloquent way with which she describes how one finds one's uniqueness and moving from their finding and using that to create their own purpose. This has been eye-opening, and I'm really, really grateful. I thank you very much, Noura. Thanks for coming on the Magic Sofa all the way from Saudi Arabia. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. I enjoyed my time and I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, listeners, next time we'll be going to Marbella in Spain with Ali Meehan, who runs a networking organization called Costa Women. And she'll be telling us all about Spain, moving across the world, expats, and also social media. So tune in, and whatever you do, look after yourself, be kind to yourself. And Noura, good luck for the next couple of months when you can legally, I'm excited about it. I'm going to talk to you about it afterwards, about the driving thing.
Oh, I'm so
excited about it. Good luck, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
All the best. Bye-bye.